Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Here's your afternoon market wrap-up. Well, the details coming up right after this.
For 85 years, Mueller has been a force in the steel construction industry, producing metal products right here in the United States. Today, the Mueller organization includes 32 branches and 3 manufacturing facilities serving customers across many states, including the great state of Oklahoma. For 85 years, we've cultivated relationships with our customers, providing exceptional service before, during, and after the sale. We provide top quality products at prices our customers can afford. For 85 years, we've produced a variety of metal products to meet our customers' needs, including metal roofing, custom steel buildings, prefabricated kit buildings, greenhouses, and so much more. In 85 years, we've garnered a record of excellence and dependability. Trust your next project to our professionals. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
Well, live cattle and feeder cattle did manage to pull away slightly from limit losses today in several nearby contracts due to sluggish trade volume in the complex. This lack of pressure is likely to do very little with buyer support stepping into the market, and more due to a noon market lull as the underlying tone of the market remains extremely bearish. The hog futures mixed in a narrow range as buyers were starting to slowly trickle back into the market, with the price range holding from 20 cents lower to 5 cents higher. Now, live cattle futures did spend most of the day locked in a limit down trade in nearby contracts following April futures, falling below $130, which sparked additional aggressive liquidation. The feeder cattle futures remain locked in limit lower trade most of the day today as well. In fact, all the nearby contracts, as traders focused on the inability to draw buyers back to the market following the lack of supporting cash prices and stable futures trade last week. And live pressure did hold on across the lean hog futures today, with traders seeing influence from the feeder cattle and the live cattle complex. Now, grains did finish higher today. Row crops are staying steady to higher, while wheat prices continue to extend their gains, fueled by non-commercial short covering. Soybean products are split, with May meal down $2.40, while May bean oil trades up 65 cents. Edible oil prices continue to find support, with palm oil and bean oil both trading near their highest prices in a year. The wheat trade was 5 to 13 cents higher, with the winter wheat showing the most strength, with row crop strength spilling over. Rains fell across much of the southern plains, with very heavy amounts in some areas and disappointing amounts in others. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.